Water Wastewater Committee, can I get a roll call, please?
Roll call is taken. Let the record show all members are present.
Perfect. This is the time for public comments. Anybody online?
There are no hands raised.
Okay. Is anybody in the room that would like to make any comment about items pertaining to water wastewater that are not on the agenda? Fantastic. We'll close public comment at this point. I would entertain a motion to accept minutes.
Motion to accept.
And seconded. Item one. Let's talk about the programmable logic component at Newport Lift Station, shall we?
Yes.
Hey, Aaron.
How's it going?
Good.
So, here is just to bring, to inform you guys about the PLC upgrades that we've been doing in the past. We've done lift stations D, E, F, J, and R in the past. Last year was D. The one before that was E. Pretty much under emergency, that lift station shut down. What this does is it's removing the PLC, the programmable logic controller, inside the lift station. And basically, right now all it does is read-only. It allows the operators to view what's going on at the lift station, but they physically have to make changes at the lift station site. This upgrade of the PLC would allow the operators to go ahead and run the lift station or certain pumps while away from the lift station, helping operation and maintenance.
Right. It's a technology upgrade for several reasons, one of them being more convenient, but also just to upgrade to newer equipment to make sure that we're not going to have any problems. Is that correct?
Right. If you're, you know, on the weekend or away from and you've got an issue with a pump, it's supposed to kick over to another pump automatically.
Right.
Primary, secondary, lead, backup, whatever like that. But for some reason, let's say that PLC is not doing that, the current system doesn't allow you to go in and manually turn that on to the PLC system. You have to come down, depending on where they're at. That could be an hour away. If they get stuck in traffic, could be longer. But this allows them to be able to go ahead
and do it remotely.
Do it remotely.
Will all of our lift stations then be on the upgraded technology? Is this
no.
the last one?
No. This is
this the first one?
It's not the first one.
Not the first one. In the past, we've done D, E, F, J, and R.
I don't know how many lift stations we have.
15.
Ouch.
So
I think that's what Veolia said when they came on the contract was, ouch.
Yeah, this lift station is the largest one.
Yes.
So it's right there at the Slipper Park.
Forces it out to,
the Gulf Station right here up near Cherry Hills. Plant one.
Is this a budgeted item?
They are. So just to give you a little bit of background, when we were doing these in the past, they cost upwards of $350,000. So the last one we did was G. I believe it was more of an analog. It wasn't cellular. And it was $350,000+. We kept having issues with it. So Veolia at the time said, we had an IC controller at the time, and he built our first one. We got the cost down to like $200,000. And then we got the cost down even more, down to $89,000. And so since then, we've been doing these in-house, these upgrades, and Veolia has been helping us with those. And so we do budget for them on an annual basis, a certain number of those stations.
How many are we doing, or approximately per year?
We do about one a year.
One a year. Okay.
Yeah.
So we have 10 more?
6 or 7 or 8 more to go or something?
Yeah, something like that.
If I may remember that doing Newport this week is actually going to save the cost on the rest of the village lift stations because every one of those piggyback to Newport before they top back the plant.
Okay.
So actually doing this one first is going to save the time and money on those next four.
Yeah,
right.
Village 1 lift station is a larger lift station, and the smaller villages that go up from that are pretty much carbon copy of them. They're just on a smaller scale. So the programming...
They all feed that lift station, though, and then it force feeds out.
They all downhill to it. So you're doing the programming on this one, and when you do the next ones, you already have the program. You're just changing minor things.
Got it.
Yep.
That makes sense.
Well, I trust that you guys are doing this in the most cost-effective way and appreciate the fact that we've gotten the pricing down, and I'm sure logistically you've got those things handled, too, so that they're done in a sequence that makes sense. And saves the town money, but yet gets the most important things done first. So I believe that the committee will recommend to the board that they move forward with this expenditure.
Actually, we're not moving it forward. We're just informing you.
It's done.
Yeah, we're just
done.
We just want to do a reminder.
Thank you. And, you know, I really, and I'm sure Ashley does too, really appreciate when we have these discussions because we don't always talk about these things. But we've been talking about water a lot lately. And so to talk about these things keeps us in the loop on how the system works so that we, you know, can. Because I guarantee when I wake up in the morning, I really don't think about
the lift station.
Yeah, it's not. Because I flush my toilet and everything's fine.
Last year I did a couple times about
the station. Something that automatically cleans the toilets, though. The other thing you can.
I got these like full little blue.
Okay, thank you for that. That's informative. And I do, again, please bring us anything informative. There's never too much information you can share with us. And then item two. It's now back to the building again. I'm going to turn this over to staff and see where you guys are, what your thought process is on this, and see if we are able to move forward or not.
Yeah, so we brought this forward last water and wastewater meeting. We had Mobile Modular come out and give you a presentation on two designs. Those two designs were one for this location here. They took the atypic design that was done by the architectural concept and built it, kind of took that same model and built a building here and kind of presented what the estimated cost they thought would be. Without doing an MOU or a contract with them, they kind of did a guesstimate. They also, I worked with Mobile Modular to create a new option, and I'm calling it option 7A, which we have on our screens here. This would be to put a new building exactly where our existing district office building is. But it's not going to be the same size. It will be the same shape, long, rectangular, but, and they did kind of have a proposal for that in there for the design, as you can see. But I also wanted to just make sure that we're all aware of the pros and cons of putting it there.
Yeah,
sure.
So if you can, next slide, please. So it is a viable option. Yes, it will meet the needs of our district.
Moving forward.
Right. Really far into the future, I don't know, because we can't build any more there. There won't be any more space to add on there. But with that said, it would be enough office space there for the future. And if we needed to, we still have plant one, which we're going to be turning into a courtyard eventually, where if the landscape department or the water and wastewater department need more office space, we could possibly do a modular over there for that. So this could potentially meet the needs of the district. Now, if we can do next slide, please. I want to go through some of the pros and cons.
I am still with you. Keep going.
Okay. So, it's long, my glasses are.
I just got coffee here. I just got new contacts today, so
okay.
I didn't see that.
So the pros, it will be cost effective. I think for the building alone, not including site work, I believe the estimate comes in at roughly $2.5 to $3 million. Okay.
And can you just remind me, because my brain was kind of foggy when we did the last one, what was the modular approximate cost without the other works on it for here?
For here, we're thinking it'll be $3.5 to $4 million.
But that doesn't include any of the
parking lot upgrade, electric, electrical, all the requirements.
None of these prices I'm giving you include site work for any location.
Okay.
There will be minimum site work still at the district office, but there will be extensive site work here.
That
and mostly driven by public access, I believe.
Yeah. Yes, correct. So if we do put a new modular building at our location where we are, we would still have to shut the gate. There would be no public access back there.
That's okay.
Therefore, the community center would then become our new hub, right?
Okay.
So so some of the pros are it's cost effective, okay? It provides a safe environment for staff and personnel. It provides a workspace for future growth, and it provides plant security because we will have to shut the gate, okay? So some of the cons and or challenges or things to think about, which I think we can mitigate, there's not enough, there might not be enough parking for the amount of space, the amount of office space that we could be providing in that building.
Which might mean some street or off-site parking.
Correct.
Okay.
Right, okay.
You guys are used to mine anyway, you've probably lost a few pounds since they have.
It'll also be more difficult for trash pickup, construction repairs, because we are going to be putting in another large filter tank as well. So just keep all that in mind.
Let me ask about that for a minute. So as we go address these things as we go. The new filter is going in the same place where the three filters are now. So we're not taking more of a footprint.
No, we're not. It's just wider. It's a little bit wider. So we have put in the new filter right about here. So
yeah.
And it does take up from here to here. It is really a lot bigger.
Yeah.
The other filter will be going horizontally, and it will take this space up. So
right.
We'll be removing all of these, and it will go this
right.
direction as well. So, yes.
And it mentioned in one of these slides, chemical deliveries. What's the typical route for the chlorine trucks? And what else goes in there?
In between the pump building and the front of the filter, right there.
Right.
So
they don't go any further into the thing, so they pull up and then back in there and then drive out?
No, they pull up.
They pull up and
they come in with a 10K. And it's an 18-wheeler.
Right.
And on small occasions, they might be able to get the little truck in there, but they don't have room to back up. They have to pull in and then back
out. Then they back all the way out.
Yes, they do.
So it's drive in, back out. No matter what, they can't turn around in that area.
Turn around.
So parking along the outside of the tanks,
right on here.
Outside of the tanks too. Dina, if you go up towards the dog park and go to the left, there could be parking along.
There could
it
be.
It still would provide for staff inside the secure area.
Yeah.
Here's the bad part about that. Remember, both of those tanks overflow pipes are on that side, and it's a very narrow alley. So
free car washes from time to time.
Yeah, and then to the point where it'll blow people's windows out of their car if they have parked under it. So.
Yeah, and there is a little parking right behind this building here.
Yeah.
Park trucks.
As you said, that might be something that could be mitigated without too much.
Correct.
Problem.
So there's a long line here. You could fit multiple cars.
Right. If
here.
We have to do something with those trees, maybe
yeah.
we have to
there's
do something with those trees.
There's a couple spots here that we could have, and then we might be, there's some spots right out here that we could utilize, right?
Right?
So, and then if we need to, we can wrap around, possibly here, but if you're always doing work, we might have to.
Just keep doing that. Go with the side marketplace. Everybody knows exactly where they're supposed to park.
Yeah.
So it's not
employee
anymore.
1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, if you don't mind, two slides.
Sorry, go ahead.
That's okay. So it's all designed at the largest and most productive well, so no room for plant expansion. This could potentially limit some plant expansion. Okay. No residents, which I've already mentioned, will be coming back into this facility whatsoever. So that means we have to find another way to assist the public, right? We would need to remodel the community center, possibly, to allow a full-fledged receptionist here, somebody that can answer questions on all lines of business. So landscaping, water, wastewater, accept bills, payments, things like that. Because we do have a lot of those questions that do come into the district office.
What does that do for, like, the separation of water, wastewater costs versus park and rec costs, right? Because I thought one of the things that we discussed in not remodeling the community center is, A, it may cause some other upgrades, but then, like, what budgets are we pulling from to pay for that?
It would probably be water or wastewater.
So then would this no longer be a community center?
No, it would. We're not remodeling.
There
would
be a small
It would be small portions. So it would be making sure we had a proper desk there for a receptionist.
Okay.
In the back area, there won't be a manager here. So I really think we need to consider putting a manager here to handle escalations. And the reason being is that if there is an escalation here, then a manager from the district office has to get in a car and come over here. Or if we build the bridge again over the waterway, we can get a little golf cart and shoot on over here. But still, there is a time lapse before you get somebody to come over here and mitigate the issue. So,
and we have no idea what the cost of that would incur or anything like that.
And I didn't want to look into it yet because I don't know the direction that the committee would like to move forward or work with what decisions they would like to make. So,
okay.
But there is that back area that's kind of open space that was utilized as a library, but we could make it an office back there possibly.
Okay.
So I'm not looking to touch
so
too much of this
minimal,
building, which could possibly create new building code changes and things like that.
also be modification of some, maybe some office space library for a manager. Okay.
Possibly. Okay. Just things to think about. It could possibly cause some workflow inefficiencies. So, you know, we're just having everybody over there and nobody here and the presence here. But I think we can mitigate that by putting a manager here or a receptionist here that could help the public answer questions. And then also just getting the public used to coming here now instead of going to that office. Let's see. Well, I just want to make sure it's customer friendly, right? Our residents feel that they have a place to come to still talk to staff, reach the general manager, reach the assistant general, any manager that they need. The most important thing we need to think about is temporary office space, right? Because we're going to be removing that modular building, and it'll be about a year and a half for this whole project to take place to get a new building in. So we'll need to find temporary office space. So either at the Hoffman Shopping Center or the Steakhouse Shopping Center, somewhere we're going to need to find office space. I don't feel that it's a great solution to have everybody work from home. If we can avoid that, I think we are a government agency. We need to be available for the public.
I think we've already looked into some of that. We can easily sign a short-term lease across the street with Jonathan.
So, are there any thoughts around this design?
go ahead.
No.
Couple comments.
Okay.
Future growth. If future growth is needed, that would be the time that we would be hitting Cicchini to fund more office space at Plant One. If that was an area we chose to do it at.
That is correct.
But we're landlocked except for Cicchini. I mean, we really don't have, we have, I don't know, 13 or 14 lots left to build out Discovery Bay. I mean, we're not going to need more personnel for this, but when Cicchini goes on board and we have to add another Plant 3, or it'll be Plant 2 at that point, Courtyard, Plant 1, Plant 2, however we want to, they can't even figure their ox stitches out. They got 2, 3, 4, 1.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm sorry.
You should probably do an overall relabeling.
You know, it's that shiny object that always gets me every time. That is going to take more personnel. It's going to take, Veolia is going to need more personnel. They're going to be running a second plant that's going to be handling, what's the estimate of homes over there?
2,500.
About
2,500.
Yeah, another 30% increase in our residents and the production of waste and the delivery of water. So the future, I'm not too worried about. We can mitigate that through Cicchini, through the need when Cicchini comes on board. I think you've come up with some really good solutions on how to deal with the challenges of moving an office. It would be nice if you could just move from one building, but then again, we don't even know if you've got a year and a half left in that trailer.
Yeah.
If we start over here, it'd be 2 years before you could move over here. So it really, the only difference is going to be some rent that we're going to have to pay to move our offices and to a temporary location. I don't see any real stumbling blocks. We leave this the boardroom. We don't incur any more costs. We don't hit the public up for something that they're going to look at us and say, "Well, you didn't need this, or you don't need that." And we get away from that situation, and we don't. We made this work pretty well for. I mean, if we were Byron Bethany Irrigation District, yeah, we could afford it. I think it's the best option in my mind for moving forward.
Okay. Did you want me to walk you through the option, the design for over there one more time, or you understood that last time and we don't need to?
I think my only question would be to understand the costs that we're going to potentially incur for rent, for building out. Like, I think those are things that could, like, if we're going to be efficient and look at everything,
sure.
I think it's a good solution, but, like, that stuff unravels fast.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we're saying it's $2.5 million plus a little bit more in rent and potential some stuff here, but then you start opening up walls, we start to get permitting, and now it's like, nope, just kidding, you got to do all of it. And it's gone from like, you know, 500,000 to do this to now we're back at 20 million.
Okay. So first of all, moving interior walls around,
very little
permitting needed. You're just moving interior partitions. You're not moving anything structural. So
I would just like to understand
it. We would have to get a permit.
Is that that's all I'm asking?
We would have to get a permit. Keep telling yourself that, Cameron. We would have to get a permit.
Yes, you have to get a permit.
But we're doing some minor modifications. Really, you're talking, I don't know, $100,000 easy in modifications to this building. I'm looking at, what was he saying for rent over there per month? Do you remember? Was it like 2,200 or something like that?
Yeah, I do not recall. And even if we go
18 months, year and a half, that's $40,000. That's not much in impact. 2,200 times 18. But we can get those hard numbers. That's not a problem.
And as Mobile Module said, they need to know the direction you want to go before we get a contract together so that they can get you a real estimate price.
Yeah.
So
I'd like to understand, too, we're presenting this to the board tonight, correct?
No, we're not.
We're not.
No.
Okay.
No, I wanted to make sure you had a full discussion. I didn't know where you were going. What you want
I think
to
either solution is
okay.
An acceptable solution.
Okay. So for the board, when we bring it to the next board meeting, if I can get all rental, what it will cost to rent.
Yeah.
I don't know if we need to do too much here. We do
yeah.
have a full desk there. I just want to make sure the desk is fully suitable.
I would budget $100,000 for modifications to the community center.
Okay.
That's way more than you need. Talk to Mike.
Yeah,
that's fine. See what he says.
Okay.
You know, don't take my word for it. Take Mike's word for it.
Yeah, and I'm picturing in the back, you probably would need just three walls. We have one,
yeah.
just probably build
put
two.
Put it in the corner and just,
you know, something.
And then a door and a side
but
door.
But I don't
or
know
something.
What it would, you know, and I don't want it to be, you know, a whole
piece
where you have right. no doors. So, but we do have space back there, so we
yeah.
can figure out a good solution for it.
And they'd have their own kind of bathroom there.
Yeah. I just want to make sure I understand the cost.
Okay.
And
so
that they're not cost
for that. Okay.
Like, I'm not a construction person. I don't understand. I want to make sure that we're staying within our realms and we understand what those costs are and we're not surprised.
Who is going to be able to give us... Who's going to... You know, it's always a can of worms, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you start to pull the thread... Whenever you're dealing with the new laws of the state of California, and you know, who's to say that we still wouldn't be forced to bring in electrical out there if, so there could have electric vehicle power out the new, even though it's not open to the public,
mm-hmm.
it may be required of any municipal building that's built after a certain period of time has to have this, this, and this.
Right.
We need to have Michael do a little research on that type of stuff.
Okay.
So what we can and can't get away with from saying.
And we can do it in phases. Like we could put hire a receptionist, put them here, right, and see how that goes. See if we're getting issues. Do we really need to have a manager here? I'm just trying to think ahead
yeah.
if there is a potential.
That's
issue.
The pivot, though.
It
once we make the pivot with the office over there, we're going to have to put somebody here.
That's correct.
But it's like make an appointment. If you want to talk to Aaron, you want to talk to Alan about something that's going on at Cornell or,
mm-hmm.
you know, a project that Alan's working on, make an appointment to see him. He'll come over. He'll be more inclined to come. More than happy to come over here and meet them.
And we're adding another staff to that, correct? From my understanding.
I potentially would add another staff.
So there's that cost
because they're hurt as well.
But there may be
yeah.
some restructuring of our staff anyway at some point. But anyway, okay, I think that's a that's worth.
Yes, I know.
So you would still like me to bring both options to the future board meeting, correct? And try to find what it would cost for different rents at different buildings or locations that are possibly open. I just want to make sure I'm clear what I'm bringing forward to you.
In my opinion, I think both options need to be brought.
Okay. Both options?
Yeah. I mean,
and we've been bringing every option.
It doesn't make any sense to say this is what we've chosen if they don't know what we've chosen between.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we brought everything to the board
yeah.
at this point,
right.
So I don't think that we should change that.
Yep. That's fine.
And who knows? Because that didn't happen either.
Oh, it didn't? Okay.
It's a contingency.
Okay.
And what started off in November is now supposed to happen by the end of February and it still hasn't happened. two?
That is item two.
Sorry, I was making notes. Item two, we don't have an item three, I believe, does staff have any other things that? Oh, yes, any public comment on that? I should ask. Is there any other one?
No interest.
Anything you wanna add? Okay.
No, thank you.
No, I know, you'll take me aside if you have to walk woodshed afterwards, I know you. So, that being the case, I think you have your direction. Is there anything else staff would like to discuss while we're?
I do, I have good news. This is the second win that we've received from the Water Resource Control Board. We can decommission well 5A. They give us the permission to do it, we can abandon it and decommission it.
So you don't have to do a
repair, yes.
That's awesome.
It's really exciting, so I wanna thank OSCE, Jason Coleman, and the rest of our water and wastewater group.
Yeah, that's good.
We put this together, he wrote a great letter to, and we got an answer back within, what, a few days? A day or two?
Less than 24 hours.
Yeah, it was quick.
From grant.
That's awesome, that's great news, yes.
When well 8 gets up, it's gonna give us a real reading of our conductivity and how we're gonna deal with that issue once we get well 5 out of the loop.
Yes. That's great, that's two wins, it's really exciting.
Great job, guys. Great job. All right, anything else?